You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Friday the 18th of November 2022 and you're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, streaming at radioalbion.com. The year is flying past. We are halfway through November and we're at the end of another week. The weekend is almost here. And you know what that means? It means we have a very special guest with us here today, all the way from Texas, Grandpa Dan. Grandpa, how are you doing, sir? How is life treating you?
I think I'm less of a guest and more of a squatter. I'm just squatting on the Friday. It's like when you hear these stories of homeless people and they just move into an empty house and just live there. That's me on the Friday Daily Nationalist, and I'm the Friday squatter. And yes, I'm nice and cozy, Sven. Thank you for asking. I'm enjoying the weather. It's not too horribly cold, and it's just kind of an interesting time. We're moving into Thanksgiving here pretty quick. We got Christmas will be up after that. Kind of a cozy time of the year.
Yeah, I think we've got Thanksgiving next week, haven't we? And of course, as it's Friday, we have a light-hearted news story to get into today. Well, you could say it's light-hearted, or you could say it's also the downfall of civilization. The headline for this is First Biological Male Wins Miss Greater Derry, a beauty pageant held by the Miss America organization. Brian Nguyen became the first transgender to win a title under the Miss America organization. He was named Miss Greater Derry 2023, landing him a crown and scholarship, as announced this past Sunday. The Miss Greater Derry scholarship program provides scholarships to young women between the ages of 17 and 24. So he didn't just win this title as a biological male rather than the biological women. He was also given a scholarship for this. And I am referring to him as he and him, as those appear to be his chosen pronouns. He is still called Brian Nguyen. When you look at the picture, I mean, he is wearing makeup and a dress, but that appears to be the only feminine attributes that he actually has. I mean, he's quite a giant, actually. He's twice the size of all these women that are around him. I guess he must be 24, and a lot of these girls that were there are probably 17, and they're just trying to get this scholarship while they're still young. And instead of them winning it, this Brian Nguyen has won, and they all seem quite happy around him. I guess they don't want to be accused of being transphobic or anything like that. And I think we've had transgenders on Sports Illustrated. I think there's been transgenders on Playboy. And now we have transgenders winning beauty pageants. Grandpa, what do you make of this?
And it's trannies again. I'm more offended. I'll be honest. I am more upset and offended that this sumbitch is fat. I that really bothers me more than the fact that it's a transgender. This guy, like you say, I mean, he hasn't even bothered changing his name. This is where we're at. Hasn't even bothered changing his name. And what's more offensive is he's fat. This is on an equal level of offensiveness to me as like when they do these, where they've been doing the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue and they've been putting these fat women on there. You know, I don't want to see anybody fat. A dude, a transgender, a biological woman. I don't want to see fat people. I can go to Walmart and see fat people. I can go down the street in average America, US, America, USA, and see fat people. And that's why you're supposed to have things like beauty pageants where you can have like this brief respite, because you look at these beauty pageants and nobody watches these, by the way. These are like, they always make a big deal of the Miss America pageant and literally nobody watches this crap. Nobody cares. But it does fit, like, I think it fits, it has an important role in society. Why? It's like a zoo. You see, because you're supposed to be able to, if you did want to, you can at least look at the pictures of like the Miss America pageant, and you can see these slim, attractive women. And it's like looking at rare, you know, endangered species at the zoo. And you'd be like, wow. So there was once a time, there are such a species as like not fat women in America. And you can look at that. Like I say, it's like looking at a zoo exhibit. So it does serve a purpose. You look at that and say, you know, wow, imagine the possibilities. You know, of course, it wasn't like that 40, 50 years ago, but this is where we are today because, you know, you don't live here. And I'm going to tell you, Sven, like 95% of all of the people, 95% of the women you're going to see in this country are on some scale of obesity, And you have so many at the high end of the scale that are just like circus sideshow freak level of fat, that when you have women at the middle to lower part of the scale that are just still fat, but they don't look like they would be in a circus sideshow. They think they're hot and they have the attitude to go along with that. So that's why it's important you could have these beauty pageants where you can look at this and say, look, this is what women could actually look like. This is what women looked like years ago on average. They weren't these monstrosities. And now this is why we can't have nice things. Now we get this tranny and he's not even bothering for appearance, you know, not even putting the work in, not even bothering to change the name. Just there I am. I'm fat. I'm in a dress and I'm a dude. And looky here, I'm the winner. Once again, here in the West, this is what we call progress.
I think he might be South American as well. I mean, that's the sort of body shape that they have. I mean, this is the really bizarre thing. I mean, beauty contests are supposed to be celebrations of beauty, aren't they? That's why they're called beauty pageants. Yet what we have there, I mean, he really is not very beautiful at all. I mean, you can imagine that, you know, if a transgender won a beauty contest, you would imagine that that they did actually look feminine. They did actually look like an example of beauty. But this just looks like an overweight man in a dress. He says, my name is Brian Nguyen. I am 19 years old and I am currently a fresh man at Nashua Community College majoring in business management. And he's writing this on Instagram. The teen also mentions their initiative titled Queens Are Everywhere, #. This is a media movement that helps the next generation develop self-confidence, realize their potential and become the leaders of their destiny, Nguyen explains. Well, how does it help those women around him to develop their self-confidence when this overweight male wins the beauty contest instead of them? How does it help them to realize their potential? I mean, they haven't realized their potential at all. I should imagine they feel very small in actual fact being beaten by this male. I mean, it's one thing having males beating females in sports contests by putting on makeup and a wig, but to then have them actually beating women in beauty contests when they really haven't actually put any work into beautifying themselves. It's quite clear he's not put any work into his physique like all these other ladies around him have. I mean, that they've all managed to remain a slim size, and yet he hasn't bothered to do that at all. I mean, he just really doesn't appear to care, and yet these judges have all given him the award. I guess if they didn't give him the award, then they ran the risk of being accused of being transphobic, of course, and that is far worse a thing to happen than for them to have actually given the award to a woman, I guess. I mean, that's got to be it. And what does he mean here, this hashtag queens are everywhere? I guess that just means something about these transgenders when they invade all these female-only spaces, hashtag queens are everywhere. I mean, what do you make of this, Grandpa? Do you think this will have improved the other women in this competition, their self-confidence, or not?
Well, I think they should feel small compared to this guy because they're literally smaller than this guy. This guy looks like he ate like three of them right before the... It kind of reminded me, you were talking about this. What was that? They had that thing in Europe here on Eurovision or something, and you had the guy in the dress with the beard. You know, I mean, it's just more absurdity, more clown world. Of course, this doesn't come from everywhere. You think about it, because you were talking about this is supposed to be an example of beauty, and that was the original idea, at least. You know, is you know, this is supposed to, you know, be like, this is what the pinnacle of beauty. You know, this is what the best of looks like. Now, like I say, it meant more 40, 50 years ago when the average woman was at least an average size, because then you looked at these contests and you said, wow, this is what the pinnacle of beauty looks like. But of course, it means less now. Like I said earlier, this is more like a zoo exhibit of, you know, this is what once could be or whatever. But it doesn't come from anywhere, or rather, I'm sorry, this doesn't come from nowhere. If you look at it and think about this in the context of beauty, and you look at art, you know, I mean, yeah, because I know what art is. You know what art is. You can look at a painting and say, this is a beautiful work of art. I mean, you could just feel like the colors are jumping out and you're looking at this scenery and you can see the emotions on people's faces and you say, wow, this is a work of art. But what do we have now? They say, no. You're just stupid. You don't know what art is because you're backwards and you're a stupid plebe. This over here, this is the artwork that's worth $20 million. And it's like a piece of canvas with menstrual blood smeared on it or some other random nonsense like that. And you're like, no, this is repulsive. This is ugly. You see, this is where this sort of thing comes from. We're in a society, Sven, that celebrates ugly as beauty. You know, it derides beauty, hates beauty, and celebrates ugliness. Lies are championed over truth. Everybody, as you've said here, these judges all know this is ridiculous. They're not, you know, but what? You have to fall in line. This is ultimate control. You think about it, that none of these judges had the courage to say, well, this is stupid. This is a clown show. If 20 years ago this would have happened, the guy would have been thrown out. The guy wouldn't have even been allowed in there in the first place. But again, they call this progress because not only is he here, he wins. See, it's a better thing. The judges, everybody, as you said, they're afraid. Nobody will stand up and say the emperor has no clothes. Nobody will stand up and say this is a fat, ugly dude. This guy's ugly as a dude. Much less a woman. And nobody is ultimate demonstration of control. Nobody sitting there has the courage. All of these women, like I say, these women there, they're showing the pictures and they're all smiling and cheering like, oh, it's so brave. You know, they're all pissed. They put all of this work in and nothing to show for it. But you see, because of the level of control, they know they have to stand up there and smile and act like this is totally normal because you know what happens if you step out of line.
You know, I think that's a very good analogy there, saying that it is like modern art. We were told that the modern art is beautiful. In actual fact, it's just a pile of junk. And you got the same thing here. We were being told that this Brian Nguyen is the most beautiful woman in Greater Derry, where he's actually a male. The woman that you were talking about, or the male impersonator of a woman on Eurovision Song Contest, was Conchita Wurst, the bearded lady. And of course, the bearded lady used to be a sideshow freak. People used to pay to go and look at the bearded lady and laugh. And now we have the bearded lady being put forward as being this epitome of beauty for us to all look at and claim it is the most beautiful thing. Again, your analogy there of the emperor's new clothes is exactly the same as this. What's going on here? Well, reactions from social media users have been mixed. Some women believe that Nguyen's win was a reflection of internalized misogyny. You'll know how the left likes to talk about internalized misogyny, asked at Des Ree. This is what it actually looks like. Yes, Miss America will no longer be about women. Men want to make us irrelevant, comments at Kichuriano 1969. Well, I don't know what they mean about internalized misogyny. I mean, the left is very soaked in females, isn't it? It's women that actually support the left, and it is the left that are promoting this. Is it really internalized hatred of women? I mean, I guess it may be, but it's women that are going along with this. I guess this internalized misogyny thing ties in with claiming that it's putting on woman face. Just like the white men that used to put on black makeup and pretend to be black, and that was seen as a great insult to black people. What you've actually got here is a similar thing. You have a male who is putting on makeup and pretending to be a female. And instead of condemning that and saying, well, this is insulting to women to pretend to be a woman, is much more than just wearing makeup and a dress and calling yourself by a female pronoun. Instead of that, we're going along with this, and we're saying, "Oh yes, this is a woman. This is just as good as a any other woman, any other womb man. I mean, that's the point, isn't it? The actual word itself, womb man, tells us what a woman is. And that is clearly not a woman. That is clearly a male. Yet all of us that point this out, we run the risk of being transphobic, just as the little boy that pointed out that the emperor was actually naked was also running the risk of being punished for saying so. What do you make of these tweets, Grandpa? What, do you understand what internalized misogyny means?
I've long since given up on trying to decipher leftist gibberish, because there is no actual meaning to it. And you can chase that, you know, forever and never actually get anybody. If you could corner the people that use these terms, they can never actually define them for you. And you talk, you know, of course, staying with our emperor has no clothes analogy, this guy is actually what I always kind of pictured what the emperor would look like. that dude walking around naked. One of the things that really strikes me about this little section you read here is how crap tier now Twitter comments are. Could you imagine if this story had broken 2015 before everybody had been banned off of Twitter? Can you imagine some of the funny, just absolute funny, dank comments that would have been possible? But see, everybody that's funny and dank has been banned. So we don't get funny, dank comments. We get whining about internalized misogyny. And you see, having the transgenders in the beauty contest, I think this could actually be funny if it wasn't like this. This is just disgusting. You know, imagine if they were going to do this, okay? Imagine if they were going to do, they said, we're going to have more progress. We've got to have transgenders in these beauty contests. Now, what would be funny is if they actually held the same standards, you know, for beauty that they always had, and they wouldn't tell anybody, hey, you know, this you've got this transgender in here. They're not going to tell anybody. So you're going to have the same standards. So you're going to have somebody that's really put a lot you have to have somebody that's really put a lot of work into their trannyism to go in there. Now, it would be funny because it'd be like, you know, hey, Miss whatever this beauty pageant here, particular segment of the Miss America, Miss Dairy or whatever the hell, you know, this is the winner. And then like, yay. And it's like, by the way, that's really a dude. Now, see, that would be funny. I could find something lilty about that because nobody knew. And it'd be like, you know, everybody's like, oh, yeah, you know, she's really attractive. And it'd be like, ha ha, joke's on you. It's a trap. But, yeah, you know, this is just more absurdity. And it, again, it's just this demand. It just demonstrates the control. And we see this, and so you can tie so many things together. The control they exerted with the COVID narrative, you know, where people were just afraid to go against it, the control with the censorship and the self-censorship of what you are and are not allowed to say. And these things do have a purpose besides just looking stupid and demonstrating the downfall of a society, a declining society. Is it's demonstrative of control. When people see this and view this, they understand what's happening here. They understand this isn't somebody that won the contest because they're so beautiful. They understand the threat hanging over people's head that if you step out of line, everybody knows what happens. Everybody knows if you stand up there and don't smile and act like this is normal, what happens to you. This is demonstrating to the plebs. This is why you get stories like this, demonstrating to people what happens. You go along. It doesn't matter how absurd it is. It doesn't matter how everybody knows it's a lie. Everybody understands that you've got to bow down and worship the lie. You've got to bow down and go along with it. And if you do not, you're going to get your life ruined. This is a part of a really darker thing. You can look at it and say it's stupid and it's silly, and it is, because it's supposed to be. There's a reason they're not doing it my method of sneaking transgenders in there that are actually passable, because that wouldn't make the point. The point they're trying to make here is it's supposed to be absurd because you're supposed to be afraid to mock it. If this was 2015, it would have been mocked to oblivion on social media. But see, they've taken care of that with the censorship. This is about control. Everybody knows it's absurd, and everybody goes along with it anyway. It is really a frightening and dark example of the level of control that is wielded over the populace, because everybody's just afraid. People aren't making fun of this. People aren't talking about this. Everybody here at the beauty pageant's going along with it, not because they think it's great, because they're afraid, Sven. They're afraid to counter the narrative. They're afraid to speak up against it.
Yeah, it rather reminds me of that other news story we covered, Kyla Lemieux with the great giant prosthetic breasts that was teaching in a school in Canada. And the school were too frightened to say anything about it. And this was obviously this over-the-top transgender with these huge breasts. And you got the same thing here, I think. You've got this transgender that really hasn't made a lot of effort to actually look like a woman. And I think the beauty pageant judges were just terrified that they would have had a lawsuit against them if they did not actually let this transgender win, in the same way that the school in Canada were terrified there would be a lawsuit against them if they didn't allow this teacher to walk about with these giant prosthetic boobs. Well, just this week, the US court announced that Miss United States of America, LLC, cannot be forced to include transgenders as contestants, since it would obstruct the organization's ability to express the ideal vision of American womanhood. According to the ruling, they should be allowed to enforce their natural-born female rule because the First Amendment enables them to do so. And I can imagine that that is going to be challenged and that is going to be appealed because, I mean, they are excluding transgenders here by saying that this organization seeks to express the ideal vision of American womanhood and therefore they cannot be forced to include transgenders. Surely this is saying that transgenders are not an ideal vision of womanhood. I mean, if they're not ideal, then what are they? I mean, that is quite clearly some kind of transphobic hate, I think, that the US court is engaged in here. Grandpa, what do you make of this decision that they've made?
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. That decision isn't going anywhere. We'll get a, you know, blaring headline about it being overturned at some point because we don't have free association. We used to have free association in this country, but you can't sit here and say, well, you can decide, for instance, you can decide what kind of people. I mean, you see what, for instance, the people have refused to do the gay marriage wedding cakes. You see what has happened to them. Well, how is this different? I mean, these people are running their little bakery and they say, we're not going to bake your gay marriage birthday cake because of our religious beliefs, and the government comes in and comes down on them like a hammer and says, well, you have to, you know, you've got to do that. And you have courts that say, oh, well, yeah, okay, maybe they don't have to, but in the end, they're still financially ruined. It's the same outcome. So you're going to get the same outcome here. It amazes me how they can sit here and reference the First Amendment for this beauty pageant, and yet somehow everybody being banned off of social media, the First Amendment has nothing to do with that because private company, which isn't actually private, can do whatever they want to. It doesn't make any sense because there is no, we're living in lawless times. There is no actual like real like structure to law in this country. It's basically just chaos. But yeah, no, absolutely. That's going to get tossed out, and it'll get tossed out, I think, quite publicly. If by some miracle it doesn't get tossed out, they'll still, you notice here, it says they can't be forced. So what'll happen is they'll go along and volunteer to do it because otherwise they'll just be doing lawsuits to eternity until they go bankrupt. So yeah, no, that doesn't, that this court coming out, that's just to make people think that, you know, somehow there's pushback against this. It's just, it's fake. It's all fake pushbacks, man.
Well, the conclusion came after a lawsuit was filed by a trans woman named Anita Green. I believe United States of America Miss is on the wrong side of history for choosing to actively discriminate against transgender people. But the road to creating a meaningful change has always been a long and bumpy one, Green said. Transgender women are women. My message has always been consistent, and my message is this. Every person has beauty. Well, obviously, if there is a word before woman, transgender woman, then they're not women, are they? They're transgender women. They're something that is quite different. And what they're saying here is United States of America is choosing to actively discriminate against transgenders, but that's not what we saw. That's not what we're talking about here. Miss United States has not discriminated against transgender people. They've actually given the award to this transgender woman going by the name of Brian Nguyen. So quite clearly, this is not what this is about. I think what this transgender here, Anita Green, what she is saying is that the United States of America has to give the award to transgenders. They have to do that. Clearly they're not discriminating against them because they allowed this one to take part in this competition. So it has to be that what she's actually complaining about is that they haven't actually won any awards yet. So I think maybe that might be the reason why, you know, this greater Derry beauty pageant, why they actually gave the award to this Brian Nguyen, just to counteract this lawsuit that was against them. I mean, it is possible. The announcement of this lawsuit actually came out that week, it was saying there, the same week that the award was actually given to this Brian Nguyen. So that could be what it is. They were actually just trying to preempt this lawsuit and say, well, we don't discriminate against them. We've actually given this award to one. Maybe that's the reason why this happened. What do you think, Grandpa?
Probably. I mean, I was just sitting here thinking, if this Brian guy actually was a biological female from birth, they wouldn't even got through the preliminaries because of their looks. So that just solidifies the deal that this is just, they're just doing this, you know, for, I don't know, I guess you would say political reasons. And then I get hung up on more of this gibberish, this term we hear it all the time, on the wrong side of history. I mean, what? History's just hit. What do you mean on the wrong side of history? Are they saying that the United States of Miss America people are Hitler now if they don't go along with this? I mean, there's no point in trying to find meaning in any of this because it's just rhetorical gibberish that doesn't have any actual meaning. It just amazes me. Like I say, if this guy was a biological female, he wouldn't have even got through the preliminaries because he's ugly. He's just ugly. You know, so obviously, yes, the award, not the fact that he was even there, is just because he's a transgender. And the fact that he won is just because he's transgender. That's just an observable fact. And here we are. And just one final thing on this. These are demonstrative of, again, a declining society, and it ties in with the fact that we're apparently on the path to World War III. You know, a society is what holds up. I mean, do you think a society that's this? I mean, this is the society we have. We can sit here and laugh at it, and we can mock it and talk about how stupid it is. This is our society, whether we like it or not. This is our society. This is a society that's barreling towards a two-front or three-front global war in the probably not too distant future. This is where we're headed. You think a society such as this is ready for the hardships of war, what that entails? You know, how long is a society that celebrates this sort of trivial nonsense, this sort of morally bankrupt society? Aggressive societies from the past would laugh and invade this country right away because they'd be like, look at these people. They're stupid. They're morally bankrupt and they're weak. And they would be right. This is a morally bankrupt. This is a weak people. This is a weak society. A real, truly, this is what puts the laugh to this lie that Putin wants to reestablish the Soviet Union. He wants to build a new Soviet empire. If he wanted to do that, he would invade this country today because this is a weak, weak country. There's a weak society that would fall in an instant in the face of real, actual aggression.
Well, a society that forgets what the meaning of beauty is surely isn't a society that has much long left. And I think really with this, though, because beauty pageants are really under a lot of scrutiny at the moment because they are discriminatory, because they do select people based on appearance. And I think they were really trying to preempt that in Greater Derry by allowing a transgender to take part. Because if these beauty contests, if they allow transgenders to take part, then that deflects the attention from the fact that they are discriminating against ugly people. They are being ugly phobic in effect. And I bring this up because there was another news story from last year about a Miss France beauty pageant being sued for selecting contestants based on their appearance, which is the whole point of a beauty pageant, is to select contestants based on their appearance. But apparently, no, you can't do that anymore. Three Miss France contestants who failed to make the grade have joined a leading feminist group in suing the beauty pageant for alleged discrimination based on their appearance. Ose Le Feminisme, or Dare to Be Feminist in English, said it had filed a complaint with the state labour tribunal on behalf of the former contestants, saying they had given up getting their arguments across any other way. In particular, the plaintiffs argue that the organisers, Miss France Company and Endemol Productions, are breaching French labour law by forcing aspiring beauty queens to be more than 1.7 metres tall, single and representative of beauty. Imagine that. The whole thing is a beauty contest, and they're being sued for saying that people actually have to be beautiful. And they're trying to give an example of what beautiful might be, 1.7 meters tall. They are also under obligation not to gain weight or change hairstyle, and are not allowed to have tattoos or piercings other than in their ears. Candidates must also never have been married or had children. Well, of course, you know, it's a Miss France competition, isn't it? Miss, not Misses, and they have to remain beautiful for the year. So obviously they don't want them to gain weight or change hairstyle. So I guess they could say this is being fat phobic, not allowed to have tattoos or piercings either. I mean, it's rather a limited vision of what beauty is. I mean, clearly they don't want Africans with lip piercings and plates through their lips. They're excluding them by saying you cannot have tattoos or piercings. I mean, they're really just opening themselves wide up for being sued here. I suspect that Miss France might well invite transgenders to take part in order to see off this lawsuit against them. It is bizarre that they're actually taking them to court because they are insisting that the contestants actually have to be beautiful to be in a competition of beauty. What do you make of what's going on here in France, Grandpa?
Well, feminism, besides its, socially destructive element, is about ugly women. I mean, have you ever seen a really attractive feminist? No, you haven't. Feminism is all about an avenue for ugly women to try to gain some sort of position in society, because generally speaking, women's position, their hierarchy, or at least their self-perceived hierarchy in society, is directly attributed to their attractiveness, and ugly women would be normally left out in the cold. So feminism comes into play here, and these ugly women sit there and complain. As we go through the story, they don't show us pictures of the women joining the suit, so we can't decide whether they're ugly. How ugly they are. So their argument here is that by having any kind of standards at all, they're somehow violating law. They're violating these people's rights by having any standards at all. You're not supposed to have any sort of standards. As far as the piercing and tattoos, because again, they're trying to hold up the old idea of the standards of beauty. You don't want some woman covered in tattoos and she looks like she just fell face first into a tackle box, showing up there with like all these rings in her eyebrows and stuff, like all these women do, you know, with all their ugly tattoos all over them and stuff, because that's not beautiful. You're supposed to have some sort of, you got to have standards. You got to have a metric to measure this against. And you got these people saying you can't have a metric to measure it against, because they're saying it's not objective, it's subjective, which of course is utter nonsense. But again, that's what we get. And I'm sure at the end of the day, the standards will get thrown out of the window, because in our society today, that's what's defined as progress.
You know, I think you've really hit the nail on the head here. That's what it is, isn't it? It's just getting rid of all standards, because if you have any standards at all, you are by definition discriminating, aren't you? You're being discriminatory, and this is all about not discriminating. Of course, it's okay if you're going to be discriminating against white people, particularly white males, and now white females. If you discriminate against them, that's fine, but if you hold standards for anything else, you are in trouble. Several of the previous candidates in the competition have been eliminated for doing things contrary to good morals, to public order, or the spirit of the contest, which is based on the values of elegance. The three plaintiffs, who have not been named, were excluded from recent contests for smoking in public, for being too short, and for having posed for nude pictures. So it really is just sour grapes, isn't it, on the part of these plaintiffs. I mean, she was literally too short to actually fit to this standard of beauty that has been added here. I guess they're being short phobic here by saying that they're not going to allow her in. And of course, they don't want women that have posed for nude photographs. I mean, they're supposed to be an example of beauty here. They're supposed to be an example of good morals. They're not just supposed to be beautiful looking, but they're also supposed to be beautiful personalities. That's what they're trying to actually show here. And I'm surprised that they haven't said that there's racism that's involved here as well, because that nowadays when we see these beauty contests, if they don't actually put a black female forward as winning the award, they're going to get accused of being racist. I think Miss Finland was recently a black woman. I think Miss Ireland was recently a black woman. So perhaps Greater Derry are really just trying to preempt all of that and are having a transgender instead of having a black woman. But here in France, this court case is basically taking place because of sour grapes, because these people have been not allowed to, or they've been disqualified from the competition for not actually keeping to the rules. So it's not just that they're actually dropping the standards, but they're also saying, well, we should have no rules at all. We should have no rules at all in these competitions, and anybody should be allowed to take part. What do you make of the standards that they have here, Grandpa? I think they're pretty good, aren't they? Not allowed to do anything contrary to good morals. I wonder what they define as good morals. What do you think?
Well, apparently it doesn't mean being short, fat, smoking in public, and everybody circulating your nudes on the internet. Imagine that. You know, I mean, you know, there's nothing by their standards that excludes, like you were talking about, Miss Finland being black. As long as you have these standards, there's nothing in their standards that says you can't be black. So it's not a racist thing. You know, who cares if they're going to put forward these different races in these beauty contests? I don't care about that. You know, if they meet the standards, okay, you got to be this many, you know, you got to be this tall, you got to be able to produce, you know, project this morality and so on and so forth. I mean, I don't care about the racial element of that. I don't think anybody really does. But you have these ugly women who've got their nudes floating around all over the internet, and they're whining and complaining. Of course, the nonsense about their complaint is that everybody knows the standards. You know, everybody knows the standards going in. Be like if I went and applied for a job somewhere, and it says right up front at the job posting, you have to have a PhD in mathematics to apply for this job. And I go up there and I don't even have a college degree, and I apply for the job. And then they look at that and they're like, well, you're supposed to have a PhD in mathematics. We put that up front. We told everybody applying for the job. And I turn around and sue them because, well, you're discriminating against me saying I have to have a PhD in mathematics. You know, it's literally the same thing. I mean, it's absurd. They know what the standards are before they ever even apply to join the beauty, but they apply anyway. They apply anyway. So you got to be this tall. You know, you can't go around in public. You can't, everybody on the internet, you can't be floating your nudes around on Discord. You know, and they know that. And they know that they're too short, too fat. They're chain smoking, and literally everybody in the world has their nudes. And they apply anyway, and then whine and complain about it. And whine and complain about it. Now they're going to file a lawsuit. You're going to file a lawsuit because it's just so unfair.
You know, mathematics is white supremacist, we learned this week, actually. Mathematics is, because it's all white people, isn't it? It's white people that say 2 plus 2 equals 4. Why shouldn't 2 plus 2 equals 5? That is a question that has been asked by black students. Well, despite decades of complaints that Miss France, which turned 100 last year, is a sexist leftover of a bygone era that reinforces gender stereotypes, it remains incredibly popular among the French and draws audiences of millions for the final national vote on top TV channel TF1 in December. Despite organisers' insistence, it has moved with the times by giving marks for general knowledge as well as personality. Contestants continue to parade in swimsuits and ball gowns. Shocking. I mean, this is supposed to be an example of beauty, isn't it? And they say it reinforces gender stereotypes. What is wrong with trying to find the most beautiful example of a particular ethnicity? I mean, they should do that with every ethnicity, really, and try to find the best example. They should probably try to find a male example and a female example. And you know, if you people can look at that and they can think, well, that's admirable. I would like to look like that. That's good that we have somebody that looks like that. And they don't want to do that. They want to put somebody ugly on there that's chain smoking, that puts a nude out on the internet, and they're saying, no, that should be the person that wins, rather than the person that is actually beautiful. I mean, they've already added these other bits to it, general knowledge, you know, showing that the woman is clever as well. And most of the time, if you get somebody that is a very good example of beauty, then that means that they have very good genes, and the chances are that they're going to have a high intelligence as well. This idea of the dumb blonde is not true. All you have to do is listen to Professor Edward Dutton on these subjects about when people have defective genes and defective ideas, they have unsymmetrical faces, and there will be a sign in the way that they physically look that they're not quite right. And the converse of that is somebody that does have a very symmetrical face, is a very good physical example of their ethnicity. They're going to be very intelligent. They're going to have general knowledge. They're going to be a decent person, which kind of says when you look at the politicians that we have today, that they're not really going to be up to much, are they? Because they really are quite ugly, a lot of them. And getting back to this anyway, I do think it's a good idea that they are giving top marks now for general knowledge and personality. And I think it's good that we still have these examples of beauty. It's a great shame that these ugly feminists want to do away with it. Grandpa, what do you make of a beauty contest being a sexist leftover of a bygone era that reinforces gender stereotypes?
Well, you hit it on the head when you said it was sour grapes. That's all it is. As I said, everybody knows the standards going in, and these women are going up there and parading in swimsuits and ball gowns, knowing that going in, and they're proud to do it. You know, they act like they're whining because they don't qualify because they're ugly. You know, it just falls flat, you know, because they're trying to also frame it as, you know, this is exploitive. You see these women are up there parading around swimsuits and ball gowns, but they're glad to do it because they're like, look at me. You know, we have these standards and I met the standard. Now, look, this is, you know, I'm demonstrating my beauty. They're here. If this was like somehow demeaning to women, which is kind of, I think, what they're trying to imply by bringing this up, forced to continue, they're being continued to be paraded around as like they're animals or something, like they don't have a choice. You know, well, if they found it demeaning, nobody would show up. They wouldn't have any contestants, but obviously they do have contestants because attractive women are like, yes, this is a chance for everybody to look at me, which no woman is going to pass up the opportunity to be, look at me, to have the, be the center of attention. But you have these ugly women, they're mad because they can't be the center of attention and look at me because they're ugly. So this is their version of look at me. They're going to file a lawsuit, raise all this nonsense and cause all this friction and raise all this complaints and piss and moan and complain about it. This is their version of look at me. They're not attractive enough to go get attention by parading in the suit. They're mad. Their whole argument is they're mad because they can't take part in parading around the swimsuit and ball ground and show off their tattoos and facial piercings. You know, so this is their version. This is their way of seeking and gaining attention. All of the women up there, they volunteered for that. They met the standards. They glad they met the standards. These women here, they didn't meet the standards. So as you said, Sven, it is. It's nothing more than sour grapes.
They're just not happy that they don't have good breeding. That's what it is about, isn't it? You know, if you look at these, for instance, crufts or dog competitions, and they have the best of breed, don't they? And it's the dog, the pedigree that looks the best, and the pedigree tells you where, you know, the ancestry of the animal. And it's really the same thing with these beauty contests. It's the best of breed. Why should we not praise somebody for being a beautiful example of their ethnicity? I mean, surely we should be elevating beauty and not elevating the opposite of beauty. Well, last year, France's Higher Council of Gender Equality, HCE, took aim at the contest, along with a string of reality TV shows, saying they reinforced cliches of dominating Don Juans and bimbo temptresses. For all our protests every year against this vehicle for sexist values, nothing changes, said Alyssa Akhrabra, the head of Dare to be Feminist. We have decided to use the law to advance the cause of women. The case is likely to hinge on whether judges recognise Miss France contestants as de facto employees of the organisers and the TV company. And we don't actually have the outcome of this. I was unable to find the outcome, but what a cheat they have trying to say that this, we're trying to use the law to advance the cause of women, advance the cause of ugly women. They mean they certainly don't want to be advancing the cause of beautiful women to be elevated. They're trying to prevent them from being elevated, and they're trying to elevate people that are too short, too fat, smoke cigarettes and take nude pictures of themselves to give away. That's the cause that they want to elevate, rather than this idea of a beautiful woman with a good character and general knowledge and a nice personality as well. They really hate that. I mean, this is really just shows you what the feminists are like, doesn't it? Because it tells you everything that the feminists are against, which is, as it says here, a nice personality, good looking, not smoking and setting a good example. You know, they don't want that to be the example that young women look up to. They want the example that young women look up to be this childless feminist smoker, badly behaved woman. It's a great shame, really. And I'm glad that we do still have these beauty contests. And I don't know what the outcome of this case was. Grandpa, what are your final thoughts on this today?
Yeah, it's a push by these people for society itself to accept their poor moral standards. You know, I mean, they use this, the France's Higher Council of Gender Equality. You notice the gender equality never like goes in the direction of men. You know, when was the last time the Higher Council of Gender Equality, and this actually exists, it's not a parody, and when was the last time it stepped forward to help men with some gender equality or something? No, that never actually happens. Yeah, no, it's just again, you got these people, the fact that, you know, again, these beauty contests are supposed to be like the pinnacle, you know, but they want to destroy the standards. They want to say the ugly is beautiful. They want to make these poor lifestyle choices and be celebrated for it. They want society as a whole to celebrate. This is, again, this is a failing moral, bankrupt society has no future. You know, I mean, this is something irrelevant. I don't care about beauty contests. I could care less, you know, but as a statement on the society as a whole, a morally bankrupt society literally has no future. And our society has no future. I mean, that's the only takeaway you can have from that.
Well, I did think of something the Higher Council for Gender Equality could do, and that's to equalize the gender suicide gap, get less men committing suicide. That would certainly be something positive for society they could do. Well, thank you very much for coming on today, Grandpa. Thank you very much, listeners, for listening. I will be back on Monday with more of the Daily Nationalist for you. God bless and hail victory.
You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.